VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ethiopian Airlines says searchers have recovered both flight recorders from the plane that crashed Sunday morning, headed from Addis Ababa to Nairobi, Kenya, killing all 157 people on board. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The airline has grounded the fleet, it says, as an extra safety precaution following the devastating crash in which 157 people were killed. Although it isn't yet known what caused the loss of the new plane in clear weather outside Addis Ababa on Sunday, the airline says its remaining four 737 MAX 8s won't fly until further notice. Some other groups around the world appear to be deciding to do the same. China's Civilian Aviation Authority has ordered all Chinese airlines to temporarily ground their MAX 8s, and Caribbean carrier Cayman Airways says it's temporarily grounding the two it operates. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The plane that crashed was a new jet. It had been delivered to the airline only in November. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 is the same model that took off in October from Jakarta and crashed into the Java Sea a few minutes later, killing all 189 people on board the Lion Air flight. The U.S. on Monday placed sanctions on a bank based in Moscow for its support for Venezuela's embattled President Nicolas Maduro and the country's state-controlled oil industry. The bank is jointly owned by Russian and Venezuelan state-owned companies. The sanctions are just the latest effort by President Trump to force out Maduro. Algeria's presidency said Monday that longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will not seek a fifth term as president despite filing the paperwork last week. It also announced that elections, initially scheduled for April 18th, will be postponed. Algerian media have reported that Bouteflika has named the interior minister as the country's new prime minister. This is VOA News. Fierce fighting continued Monday in northeastern Syria. U.S.-backed forces are continuing what they say is their final assault on the Islamic State terror group enclave of Baghouz. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces said IS militants are fighting back with suicide bombers. As internationally backed Syrian forces continue their final battle, more than 65,000 people, almost all of them women and children, have evacuated to camps in northern Syria. But no one expected or planned for these massive crowds, and many of those displaced are defiant, vowing that IS will rise again. From the Al-Hol camp in northern Syria, VOA correspondent Heather Murdoch reports.
There are no adult men to be seen among camp residents, and most of the people are somehow related to IS. Many are their wives, widows, or children, and many have not lost their faith in the group. Thousands of foreign family members of IS fighters are kept separately, with many waiting to hear if their countries of origin will take them back. The future for Syrian and Iraqi families is also not clear. IS retreated for years as they were pushed out of cities and towns. The families are now far from home and may be rejected by their communities if or when they try to return.
Michael White, a 46-year-old U.S. Navy veteran and a U.S. citizen, has been held in Iran since July. He's been sentenced now for an unspecified crime, those reports on Monday from Iranian news agencies. The case is likely to worsen already terrible relations with the United States. White was arrested in July while visiting his Iranian girlfriend, according to the New York Times. The arrest was confirmed by Iran only in January. On Monday, a prosecutor in the northeastern city of Mashhad said White had been sentenced. He said White had been accused of a security-related charge, but did not specify if that was what he had been convicted of. The United States will not agree to a phased approach to North Korea's denuclearization, according to the top U.S. representative to North Korea. Steve Biegun told a nuclear policy conference in Washington Monday, "We are not going to do denuclearization incrementally. The president has been clear on that, and that is a position around which the U.S. government has complete unity." The comments are just the latest evidence that the U.S. is hardening its public position following a meeting in Hanoi between President Trump and the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un that failed to result in a deal. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.